Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you are a Seattle sports fan...
What?
Yeah, had a really good weekend, and you're probably not listening right now, but a lot is being said about the Mariners, deservedly so, winning game one of the ALCS against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto, which is no easy task. And after going 15 innings on Friday just to make the ALCS, a lot of so-called experts, they predicted, well, frankly, that the Mariners would cave, and the experts were wrong. Now, a different group of so-called experts, they predicted that the Seattle Kraken would certainly lose to the mighty Las Vegas Golden Knights. I have to admit, I was one of those people. Well, guess what? The Kraken, like the Mariners, they proved the experts wrong again, winning 2-1 in overtime. Meanwhile, the Seattle Sounders, they defeated Real Salt Lake, 1-0 on Saturday, while the Seahawks took out Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday in Jacksonville. So like I said, if you're a Seattle sports fan, probably a pretty good weekend. Now that said, the only thing that would have made the entire experience cooler is if you had the chance to see any of this in person, right? Somehow that makes every experience better. Like a few months ago, Ozzy Osbourne played his final show, the big tribute in Liverpool. I've seen a lot of videos. It was a very cool thing to see, but Ryan Castle was there. So no matter what, his story... it's just cooler.
It wins.
It just wins every time. You always hope that you're present for these big monumental things. And that's what we're talking about today, right? And here's the thing. You have the opportunity to witness something in person. Maybe it was awesome. Maybe it was disturbing. But whatever the case, it's burned into your memory. And that's what today's question is. Today, we would like to know, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Air Restoration, whether it was good or not. What did you witness that you'll never forget?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Paul Patrol's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,407. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Oh, my God.
Guaranteed future repeat. Your guess as good as mine is back. Categories today include the most dangerous states in America. That list just came out today.
All right.
And a bunch of different ways that they got these numbers. So they put in a few factors, including personal and residential safety, financial safety, road safety, workplace safety, and emergency preparedness. So in other words, do you live in a place where natural disasters could happen?
All right.
Are you ready for them?
Nope.
So some of the most dangerous states, believe it or not, are dangerous just based on Mother Nature.
Cool.
If you look at the city of New Orleans, it is dangerous alone, but it's also dangerous based on the fact that Mother Nature can knock it out, right?
Everything there is dangerous, but man, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, exactly. When you look at the South and some of those areas that are prone to natural disasters, mm-hmm. Those states are dangerous just based on that alone.
Sure.
Then you have some states that are more dangerous for other reasons, like job occupations, believe it or not. So when you look at a state like Alaska, all right, typically a lot of the work that's done
oil
there,
refinery, fishing, yeah.
All those things make that state dangerous as well. And then you just get danger, which we know to be
normal danger.
Normal danger.
Yeah.
Where, like, Ted, you were talking, you said, with your relative or your friend the other day and said, like, look, most of the crime in Washington is just property crap. For the most part. Not that we don't have all kinds of crime.
But, like, you could just look at crime statistics overall and be like, Seattle's crazy. But a bulk of it is property crime as opposed to violent crimes in other areas.
Yeah. I have lived in different places. This is probably, as far as major cities go, easily the safest, quote unquote.
Yeah. Road safety, believe it or not, also factors into all that. So we have for you the top, and I pulled 15 because I figured as far as... this category might be a little bit more difficult, so if you get 10 sure. out of the 15. But by the way, as far as personal and residential safety risk, the least safe states are Alaska, which is the most dangerous state.
I can believe it.
I would think weather, animals, everybody
animals.
Has a gun.
Mm-hmm. Number two would be Oregon, and that is back to just, hey, look, it's the job. You're a logger. There's all kinds of things as far as Oregon. And believe it or not, Washington is one of the not great states for personal and residential safety. But either way, Vermont is the safest place to live.
I believe that.
Followed by Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine. What do all these states have in common?
New England.
Utah and Connecticut also show up on the list. So Utah is the only state that is not from that particular area of the United States as far as being safe.
Yeah.
Now, for whatever reason, we also picked the greatest Seattle Mariners of all time.
All time.
Now,
all
this was time. This was done by Seattle on Tap, and they did it in January of, actually, they did it the day after my birthday, on the 30th of 2025.
Humble brag.
Yeah, it's dropping that in there, huh?
Well, they
have. I just wanted to let you know it's the day after my birthday.
Yeah, just don't forget it.
Yeah, seriously.
And that's when they did
That's my ex-wife's birthday, to be honest with you. That's, Cal Raleigh is 19th on the list.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a year ago. So he didn't do what he did.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah, there it is.
But he's still considered one of the top 20 greatest Mariners. Definitely the greatest catcher.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Dan Wilson. He's statistically, even at this point in time.
Interested to see how many points he's moved up after this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's wait until the day after your birthday next year.
Yeah, so this list, obviously, is not going to be up to date on one player in particular. Possibly two players.
And we'll see Cal Raleigh after he's actually met me.
Yes, there you go.
That was before I met him.
Completely different player.
Different guy.
Completely different player. And out of the...
You're welcome, Seattle.
Out of the top 10 that are on the list, we have been fortunate enough to meet two of the players.
Okay.
In our 20 years.
Okay. I know at least one.
Then I know two of them.
Did he tell you to send him? Or he sent you?
Well, he could have done that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Great guy, too.
Yeah.
So,
because he hasn't beaten you up yet.
Mm-hmm. I would pay money to watch him fight you.
Oh, my God.
You talk so much S to the Seattle.
I did not talk crap.
One day, he's just going to be... he's always a nice dude, but one day, no, he's going to have, like, a bad day that we don't know about.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to punch you in the face.
I had his Yankee rookie card
yeah.
for a long time on my desk, just waiting for him to come in and go like, man, I just wanted to get an autograph and you're playing for a winner. Because this was back when the Mariners were terrible. And just every year, just disappointing.
Well, you would always give him crap, too, and then he'd have to show up here to do ads.
I know.
So it's like, well, you're going to see him.
I'm going to die. He did a great video for Jay, because Jay, when he swings the golf club, he was like, I'm smoother than Jay Buhner.
No.
So I got Jay going, hey, Johnson, shut the F up. No one's as smooth as Jay Buhner. Send it to him, you know, just for fun. So let's see here. What do we got today? Today, we are up against, we're up against it today.
Mm-hmm.
As far as things going on in the city. So we need you all hands on deck as far as the show goes.
Yes,
today,
sir.
To get us through this, because we know. At one point in time, it was the series finale of Seinfeld. Okay?
Yeah.
This was on NBC. I'm doing nights at a classic rock radio station. I want to say
no one is listening.
The series finale might have been an hour. I still think it was a half an hour. I'm not sure. I do remember this. After the end of the show, people were calling me, telling me they should have kept listening to my show because the Seinfeld sucked.
Yeah, people hated that ending.
I will make the argument it's the greatest comedy of all time, and in the same token can say an easily the greatest or the worst ending of a show.
Really? You think so too?
Yeah.
Most Seinfeld friends do. And I get what they tried to do, but...
it just didn't work.
It just didn't work.
That was the only time I've ever been in the Baltimore Sun.
Oh, really?
I pulled off a stunt. So
oh, no.
I pulled off a wacky radio stunt.
Look at me.
Crazy. Because I know no one was listening. I put on Inagata De Vita by Iron Butterfly, which is about 22 minutes. I played it twice. I was like, one more time.
Oh, my God, Miles.
Because I knew no one was listening.
No one's listening that day.
We're just playing. I'm just like, I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to play Inagata De Vita, and I'm going to sit back. You watch Seinfeld. When this crap is over with, come back
go
in.
On back.
I'll put all your requests on the air.
Oh, no.
We got a deal? You know, so I feel like this is like the second time in radio. Absolutely, you're up against a buzzsaw.
So, I remember the end of Seinfeld. I was at the Orioles game. They played that night, and Mike Mussina took a line drive right off his face.
Oh, okay.
And then the Mariners, I'm sorry, just like the Mariners, the Yankees came and picked him up.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Do well. Guess what? You're a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it used to be back in the day. So today we're in honor of the Mariners, obviously, whether it was good or not. What did you witness that you'll never forget? And we have had a lot of those moments here in Seattle. You know, when you think about what's going on right now, a while back there, and I don't remember, Mike, if this was your Super Bowl or not. I don't think so. I think this was the Detroit year where we played in Detroit.
Okay.
But at one point in time, there was the NFC Championship game here in Seattle. And it was the Carolina Panthers against the Seattle Seahawks. And that was, at that point in time, the closest that I had ever been to that big of a game before. And the Seahawks won.
Yeah.
You know, they went on to play the Steelers. Obviously, that didn't work out the best, but... the stadium was electric.
It is a different feel, man.
It was
a different
way,
vibe.
Obviously different team. It's the Hasselbeck era with Sean Alexander and,
You know, we might have even had Deion Branch then. I can't remember from New England, but it was a different team. But it was still cool to watch a team all year long.
Yeah.
And then see them go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course.
Tony Romo. I cannot remember what the hell he did. I don't know if it was.
He dropped
that playoff game.
It was an extra point or a field goal.
I think it was a field goal because he was the holder for it.
And correct.
The Cowboys had the Hawks dead to rights. They did exactly what you had to do in that scenario. The 2-minute offense drove down the field.
But that's what's that, like 07, 08?
Something like that. But got in field goal range. Mm-hmm. It was cold and icy outside. And I remember just thinking, like, well, here it is. Cowboys are going to win. And Tony Romo botched the hold.
Yes, he did.
Just dropped it, right? Yeah. And there's no kicker that can recover from that. If you drop the hold, it's over, man. And I just remember
he got up and he tried to run and he almost made it.
Correct.
He did. He put in the old college effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, one of the saddest things was we used to have supersonic season tickets. The company did. All right. So the very last game of the year, our general manager is walking down the hall, and she says, Miles, do you want these tickets? And I'm like, for the Supersonics? I'm like, I'll go. She's like, it's the last game. It's the last game they'll ever play in Seattle. And so I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah. It's not going to be the last game. But it was at that point in time, in that era. And I went down to Key Arena. And, man, you could, at that point in time, they were encouraging people like a wrestling match to move forward.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't like you need to sit in your section. Let me see your ticket.
Crowd the court, man.
It was like, hey, come down here and cheer on the team one last time.
Right.
It really was. Like, it was just a free-for-all. And we all just sat down there. And there were people who were crying. It was absolutely one of the most bizarre. He gutted the team at the end of the year.
Right.
All of our players were gone by the time it was all said and
done. Well, Durant was still there.
No, Durant was there.
Okay, here's the thing. Oklahoma City and the owners knew they were getting this team.
Of course.
They're not going to get rid of Durant. But they gutted the team throughout the year to get to the point where the Sonics are going to be so bad that it's going to be obvious that this team needs to move. You know,
right? No support.
They knew they were going to move him anyway. I mean, Clay Bennett and what's his face? They knew that.
Yes,
but
he was going to move it either way.
Yeah,
no matter what.
It never had anything to do with the attendance.
No, exactly. Oh,
but that's why you drain the team so you can pass blame along. Well, look, nobody came to the game. Well, you got to the team, and we knew you were going to move them. That's what happened.
That was one of the few games where I'm like, I I'm going to stay to the end, and I did. So it was a close game. I can't remember who the hell they were playing. I think the Rockets. Either way. You stood up at the end of the game, and it was just like,
it's going to be deflating.
This was right? It was so quiet.
Because there's nothing to look forward to. It's not like, wait till next year. Like, it stops mattering, and it's weird.
Sure, you were at the same game. I was courtside of that game. People were, like, crying and, like, celebrating.
Well,
I wouldn't call it quiet. It was kind of just like,
it was weird.
It seemed like a celebration of what it had been for the
It was weird. It was just one of those weird days where it's just like, I don't know. I mean, people are like, the kids beside me are like, with their dad and stuff, and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just.
It sucks.
It did suck. So today we're going to talk about whether it was good or not. What did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
So let's see if you remember this, Miles. According to AI, the last game that the Seattle Supersonics played was on April 16th, 2008, when they beat the Golden State Warriors.
The Golden State Warriors.
126-121.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Go out on top.
That's right. That's
just weird. Oh, wait. That was in Oakland.
The last home game.
Damn it. Hang on.
The last home game.
All right.
Home game for each other.
Somebody on YouTube says, I was one of the movers that packed up all the Sonics gear and moved from Key Arena.
Against the Dallas Mavericks.
The Mavericks.
99-95.
Not the Rockets, Mavericks. All right. Our question, whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hey, keeping hola.
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 So keeping with the Seattle sports theme, in 2014, they won the Super Bowl, and I was in a prenatal training kind of class with Brandon Mebane, who was one of the Brandon Mebane. And so I was in this prenatal class with him and his wife. They sat right next to us. So it was just strange that, okay, so Sunday they win the Super Bowl. Tuesday, that very next Tuesday, which is what, 48 hours later or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm in class with this mountain of a man who on Sunday was trying to tear a man's head off and men were trying to tear his head off. And I'm in the class and I'm practicing with him how to swaddle a baby.
did you guys?
What was his technique? Did he look like he had it in him? Because, and look, I know he's just a human being. He's going to be a father, but like you said, just the sheer size of this son
he's
of a bitch.
Huge.
And he's going to swaddle basically a big burrito. Did he seem to have the technique down?
No, he did. And he was, it was strange because he was just as gentle and as thoughtful and as deliberate as any other father. And it's just, and you know, like we talked, you know, we talked to him during the break. We even talked to him before they went to New York, and then that like breaks during the class and stuff like that. We were talking to him, and he was telling us the game, like we're sitting around drinking beer at the 19th hole or something like that. It was just sort of like, you know, he was a really good guy. It was just strange to see this man who just went from one environment where it was just extreme violence to seeing him just swallow an infant like it was the most precious thing in the world.
Did he do his belly roll dance every time he did something good in the class?
Dude.
No, he didn't. He didn't do that, but I would
have
done it if you.
What did you get out of that Lamaze class? Right,
I'll tell you what I got out of it.
I did it with my wife, and like most of it's kind of basic. Most of it is stuff you should know. Plenty of things you don't know, but they showed a video.
That's what I was going to tell you. There's one video and one video only.
Is it the redhead lady?
Yes.
Okay.
So they've done this once, and for some reason they've never updated it because it's dated. This thing is at least 20 years old.
But, I mean, there's not a whole lot of new stuff you
got to
do.
I know that, but what I'm saying is it's the same. No matter where you are, you watch the same video, the same one.
I've never seen a vagina that hairy in my life.
Oh.
And look, because when they showed this movie, and you're not trying to sound insensitive or anything.
This is from the 70s.
But they show this woman, you know, and she's kind of taking you through her pregnancy. So I want to say the last couple of months, you know, they have the camera with her. I didn't know they're actually going to go into the delivery room with her. And you didn't realize they were going to show all of her goods.
Okay.
So you thought it'd be censored a little bit. Man, they lifted up her gown. You're just like, oh, my God. And then you watch this baby. This
hello. Baby.
I just, but like every dude in the class, we did the quick exchange of looks. Like, you're seeing this, right? Like, was, oh, my.
It's God. Awful.
It looked like a Muppet vomited up a child.
It was, so it's basically, it's the birthing video. You're seeing the whole thing. And it's just,
but you don't know that's coming.
No, and like with me, I was more up by my my wife's head. So I wasn't
not your
like,
babies.
I wasn't down in the nitty gritty. I wasn't down there like looking at it. You know, I was kind of
you weren't
more,
the nitty gritty?
I was holding her hand. I was petting her head.
The babies?
I didn't get up in there. I was just trying to be, like the breathing, you know, like you get just doing the breathing, hanging out up top, and whatever was going on down below, I didn't see the action. Not like this video.
Not my problem.
Brother, I saw it
the
all.
Video.
I saw it. So I will say this about the video. I'm glad I saw it because it was very unexpected. I mean, it just happened. You're like, Jesus, God. So in the moment my kids were being born, I was a little better prepared, you know, for what you're going to see. But it's different when it's your wife versus... Mm-hmm. Some random woman, because I'm like, oh, man, I hope she does. Yeah, same thing happened. Okay.
Matt Greek is commenting on our YouTube page. You said he was one of the people that packed up the stuff for the Sonics at Key Arena. He also says, seeing the shower heads in the locker room at 8 feet plus reminded me of how short I was at 5'7". I never even thought about that. I never would think that the... it's got to be. You got 7-footers in there taking a shower.
So they adjust the shower. But isn't that the same as, it's the exact opposite, but the same as you said when you were house hunting with your then wife.
Yeah.
And I guess this house was in a great neighborhood. The market was hot, but it was still somehow affordably priced.
Mm-hmm.
And you walked in, and it just took you a little while to piece together why maybe this house is going for less. No pun intended.
No, it'd been on the market for over a year and a half, which made no sense.
In Seattle at that time.
And this was North Beach.
Yeah, it's a great neighborhood.
It's a little bold neighborhood that has a view of, you know, the sound.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And everything else. And I'm just like, why is this house in the market for so long? And you go in there and you realize that the light switches are 2 feet off the ground.
Right.
Because the real...
So it would cost a ton to redo it all.
Because a little person had the house retrofitted for their life.
The kitchen counters were 3 feet tall. The sink was down there, too. So if you wanted to wash your hands...
But it was everything, right?
Everything. You had to bend over.
What about, like, the toilet?
The toilet was on a step system. So it was on, like, a pedestal.
So it's a normal height, but there was still a step to get up there.
The bed was the same way.
So you had a flat bed that looked like it was on the ground, but it wasn't. It was on like a 2 to 3 step tiered system. So like a bed itself is just too high.
Yeah.
You need to walk up to this thing.
What about like once you realize what was going on.
All the electricity needed to be redone.
Could you not help but just look at it like, I got to see this room. I want to see everything.
Well, once we figured out what was going on, it was fascinating.
Did the real estate agent tell you or did you finally just piece together?
We had no idea. We had no idea. We thought that there was something where like, okay, like the inspector has come in here and said, look, this needs a new everything.
Yeah,
new,
yeah, yeah.
Well, it did.
It did.
It did, but just, like, it wasn't structurally, you know, deficient. It was just the fact that all the electrical needed to be changed. All the plumbing needed to be changed. All the kitchen needed to be changed. You don't think this through very much.
No.
Okay, every single door, the doorknob was down. The doors needed to be replaced. Everything in this home.
They should have just sold as is.
I was like, well, they probably had to. I mean, they needed somebody who knew that he could go in there gradually and fix all this.
But that's a lot of money. Because like you said, it's everything.
Yeah, but wasn't there like a town in Virginia?
Yeah.
That they put on a TV show
that's
or something?
The legend is there's this small town that was made for little people.
Yeah.
But my brothers lived down there for... Nobody's seen it. It was super popular. Everybody talked about it. But to this day, I've never met anybody who has laid eyes on it.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if it's real or urban lore. But apparently he built it to scale. But it was a small scale.
Okay. That's the legend, man. And no one can prove or disprove this.
Whether it was good or not, so what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Hopefully you picked up your tickets to unwrap the acoustic holiday December 12th, yeah. Angel DeWinds Arena in Everett. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of a Shinedown fame, the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth all taking the stage. One night, all acoustic, our first ever unwrapped at Acoustic Holiday.
I'm looking very forward to this show.
Yeah. Whatever tickets are left, KISW.com. I'd have to assume we didn't hear too much today as far as our meeting goes,
they're
but I believe
quick.
That's the word on the street. So hopefully if you want to go, get them now, KISW.com.
They're moving like hot potatoes.
They bet they should. The tickets are cheap.
Are we not saying that anymore?
Hot potatoes?
I didn't know we were.
All right.
I think it's been a hot minute, yeah.
Oh, it's hot potatoes.
Hot minute, yeah.
I thought they were some
flapjacks.
Flapjacks, yeah, flapjacks.
I don't know. I just thought
flying off like flapjacks.
Just buy them.
That's right.
So whether it's good or not. I'm tired of trying to come up with a reason for you too. Just buy them. They're growing quick is the point.
Here's one that somebody will never forget. They say there's plenty of overlap between golf and disc golf, as the names would suggest, including the fact there's a good chance you'll encounter some wildlife during your round. However, a man who was playing the latter in South Carolina got a pretty unexpected surprise that suddenly appeared during the outing. Now, you probably won't come across a stranger story than one that happened to a guy in South Carolina named Jonathan Marlowe. And he recently shared this with Garden and Gun magazine. You guys still have that, or did you just let the subscription expire?
No, man, I re-up it every year.
Garden and Gun?
Come on. I don't have a garden, so they were like, you got to undo it.
You got to have half.
You got to have both.
See, I have a garden, but I don't have a gun.
You can't do
together, we can get the magazine.
Okay.
I'll shoot your garden.
I'll read it for like half the week and then...
So I get the other half?
Yeah, exactly. The rest of the magazine. Garden and Gun magazine.
Yeah. Now with boobs.
Jonathan Marlowe and somebody's headed to Splinter City Disc Golf Course in Myrtle Beach at the end of May. They were on the 11th hole when they spotted an osprey flying through the sky...
Seahawk.
...with something, yes, in its claws. The bird was subsequently accosted by a couple of crows that forced it to land in a tree before its catch dropped to the ground at their feet. And while Marlowe had correctly assumed it was, I don't know, some sort of fish, he was understandably surprised to see it was a 2-foot hammerhead shark.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
One that specifically appeared to be of the undersized bonnet head variety that are, they say, in ample supply. Off the coast of South and North Carolina during the warmer months. He says he and his friends left the shark under the tree in case the osprey wanted to come back and retrieve it. But they were informed it was still there later that day after another disc golfer spotted it, commented on its Facebook post, recapping the incident. So, yes, they're on a disc golf course. An osprey drops a fish out of a tree. It's a 2-foot-long hammerhead shark.
I like it.
Whamp. Our question, whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Hey, so I was just calling in. Okay, this happened probably like 29 years ago because I think I was like 3 years old at the time. And my grandma, she lived in Cooley City in eastern Washington. And we're going over to visit her, and I have a brother that's 6 years older than me. And we stopped, I think it's the Indian Hill truck stop right out past Snoqualmie. And we stopped there, and my mom goes, okay, you know, told my brother to take me in to go to the bathroom. And so we could, you know, we were little guys. And we
walked. And she drove away, and you never saw her again.
Yeah.
And we go in there, and I'm holding my brother's hand. He's leading me in there, and I remember it was just like a bunch of guys using the bathroom and stuff. But I'll never forget this, is there's just this poor old man, and he was just butted up to the urinal, taking a dump in the urinal.
Oh.
And, like, everybody else was, like, still peeing next to him. So, like, he had, like, you know, right next to his head, right next to his face, and he's just squatted up with his butt all the way up in the urinal just taking a dump. And like I said, it's 29 years later, and that's still burned in my mind.
Now, you said you were 3 years old when this happened.
Yeah.
And it burned in your mind, that story. Yes, I remember, like, bits and pieces of being 3 years old. I just like the fact that this is like, nah, dude, this is a definitive memory.
Yeah.
like that's a no-no, and he was doing it.
What were were like all of the stalls being used, or was do you think this was just what he did?
I would hope all the stalls were used. I think, though, I'm pretty sure my brother and I were able to go into a stall because that's he took me in one because I was too small to use a urinal.
Okay, so this dude
that just sounds like old guy doing old guy stuff.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is that I mean, old guy but stuff? The stall is open, man.
I don't want to turn old.
Maybe he's losing his mind.
I mean, maybe.
You guys familiar with like the, see, this is how well I remember. You guys familiar with the movie Office Space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the guy that like got all the life insurance claims, body was all broken?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked just like that actor.
Okay. Okay.
Damn, you remember a lot.
That is, I guess that's something that's going to burn in your
mind. I mean, old man nudity sticks.
Old man nudity, and anytime you see a turd out of place, right? When you just run through your Rolodex, like, you don't remember every turd you've ever seen, but when there's a turd somewhere you just did not expect to see a turd, for whatever reason, I have a strong memory of probably 20 different occasions, and I don't want those memories. They serve no purpose, but I remember the worst one, and this is during my days of being a homeless man, I managed to scrounge up enough money to stay at the whorehouse that's there, motel, as it were, but all I wanted to do was take a shower, right? Like, I was so excited to take a shower, I grabbed my towel, but it was a communal bathroom. You didn't have one attached to your room. It's a big-ass shower area. There's, like, five shower heads, one drain in the middle, and I walk in there, man, and the first thing I see is a mountain of human crap sitting over the drain. Like, you couldn't even waffle stomp this bad boy down. It was this massive pile, and I'm just staring at it like...
Thanks.
I still had, like, 5 feet of space if I wanted to take the shower, but I couldn't do it. And I just I just felt so deflated. I'm like, all I wanted to do was take a shower,
of course,
man. And there's this mountain of poop.
You would help anybody in distress in any situation. But I'll still remember this. The woman that looked me in the eyes. So we were on a plane. I'm in the back of the cabin, and I'm waiting to use the bathroom. There are the bathroom on either side of the of the aisle. And I'm kind of in the I'm kind of near the last seat. So I'm just standing there waiting. And there's a little bit of room, so I'm not really interrupting the flight crew. But this woman, she's in distress. I do not realize how bad she's in distress.
Can you hear her through the door? Or?
No, not really. I don't know if she tried to open the door to ask or just, you know, ask for help.
Yeah.
Whatever. But she had her hand on the doorknob, but the door is now opening and closing and opening.
And it opens in, right?
Yes. And I can see her in there, and she is throwing up everywhere. Her pants around her ankles. She's older. She's banging around. The plane is not experiencing turbulence. She just can't sit.
Keep her balance.
She cannot keep her balance in here. Like, she's going back. Like, she's in and out of consciousness. And she looked at me just like, she didn't say anything. Just like, please to God, somebody help me. You know what I mean? And I went back and talked to one of the stewardesses. I was like, hey, you need to get in there. She is really having a bad time. And at that point, probably for the next... I don't know. Hour of the flight, they closed down those back lavatories, so you had to go to the
both of them.
Yes, in first class. I don't know.
Cleaning up.
Her up. Yeah, I think they shut.
Oh, off. Clean her in one. Clean the bathroom.
I think they shut off the whole area. I think they took her back there in the back, where the food is.
Right.
Because there's a certain level too of like, I've been on a plane that diverted and landed because somebody got sick and then started like I guess just puking everywhere.
Okay.
In their seat because they were like, we got to land. This is a hazardous waste problem now.
Yeah, if it's in the seat, it gets bad. Actually, one of the last flights we were on, it only took about 5 minutes for them to fix, but we're now cruising altitude. Everyone's pretty chill. Some people are asleep. I'm awake. I see the pilot pops out of the cockpit, goes into the bathroom, walks out of the bathroom, and then you'd see him from the back trying to jiggle the cockpit door open. Get the freaking thing open.
Come on!
Okay. I'm just going to keep my eye on this man because, like, at some point, we're going to need his ass in there. I'm sure there's a co-pilot. Yeah. I don't know this for a fact because it's not like I really paid attention when I got on the plane, but he's trying to be quiet about it. But you see him whispering to the flight attendants. They're kind of shrugging like, man. Then the one flight attendant walks briskly up the aisle, does whatever she does in back. They eventually got his ass in there. But the whole time, and then you realize there's a couple other people spying us with me. So we're kind of smiling like,
This is happening?
Funny, but on the other hand, at some point we got to land this bitch, and I would much rather him be in the cockpit. And how did he lock himself out?
Oh, look.
It might just be a sticky door.
It might be. I don't know. I think something did go wrong. I don't think he was but also, incompetent.
If he's got a co-pilot up there, like, put that thing in autopilot and just...
Well, that's what we were saying.
Or kick that damn thing open.
Maybe the co-pilot's just messing with him.
But we're thinking maybe the co-pilot can't get it open either. That was my thought.
I'm trapped.
We're at an impasse, bro.
So when I flew back from Houston this last trip, all right, it was a half-empty flight. And I had some extra points. I'm like, you know what? I can upgrade to business class. I'm going to do this. I'm in the first seat in business class on the aisle.
Okay.
Perfect. Yep. Except for the douche I had to sit beside. All right?
Wow.
Another guy from your story.
No kidding.
Yeah, like, there was a woman, he was sitting beside her husband. And she basically said, hey, would it be okay if we switch seats?
Sure.
That way I can sit with my husband. He's like, absolutely not. And I'm like,
Hey. Was she also in business class?
Yeah, we're all right there.
There's no win or lose here.
I'll tell you what. I'll get up. I'll move. I'm going to take the aisle now.
There you go.
But I'm going to sit there next to this douchebag now for the rest of the flight just so she can sit by her husband, which I thought was the right move.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the woman who's taking care of first class and business class is every bit of 4'5".
All right.
I mean, she's smiley. I mean, just watching her do, you know, the whole emergency thing was comical to me. I don't know why. It was like this little kid is teaching me how to survive an airplane crash.
Yeah.
She was smiling. She was cute as hell. She was just very, very, very just petite.
Yeah.
Very small girl, right? At one point in time during the flight, we're like 2.5 hours in. Okay, I guess one of the pilots had to use a bathroom. Now, what they do is they take, like, the food and beverage cart, okay, and they kind of jam that.
They kind of make a little barrier.
They make a barrier, right? And so she's standing there, right? She's got her hands like this, and this is all you see.
You just see this. You just see this much of a person.
Oh, no.
Beverage cart like this. Yeah. Go ahead. Try to F with me. Try to get past me if you want to take this cockpit over.
I'm just laughing like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? I realize the pilot's
going to surprise.
It's funny to use the bathroom.
Bam. Man,
you can't even see over this damn cart.
God.
How are you going to protect anybody? Our question now.
Did you ask her?
No.
What are you
going
to do?
It was so cute.
What are you going to do?
It was cute's the only way that I could describe it. I was just like, you just walk up there and go, all right, God damn it. I don't want to rush cockpit. Oh, whether it was good or not, what did you witness? You'll never forget. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate the show, man.
All right. So when I was probably a sophomore in college, up at Harvard on the Hill, Skagit Valley College, up in Mount Vernon.
Yes, Harvard on the Hill.
Harvard on the Hill.
Yeah.
My car was in the shop, so I had to take the bus, the shame train. And I was sitting at the bus stop, just kind of minding my own business, head down. I was reading a book, and I can hear the buses are coming in. And I hear a bus, and it sounds like it's coming in kind of fast. Like, it's... And just as I look up, this dude steps off the curb right in front of the bus.
Oh!
And did he make it?
I'm pretty sure he didn't die. He wasn't, like, blood and guts all over the place. But the sound, I will never forget.
I'll trust me, Steve and I have heard it.
Yeah, it's a very definitive sound. Yeah.
This was probably 25 years ago.
Ours was about 4 or 5.
How far did the bus knock this guy?
Probably like 6 feet. Like there was the sound of the bus hitting him and then him hitting the ground.
Ugh.
And he was like delayed, like mentally disabled, Down syndrome, something like that. So he didn't have a full deck of cards to begin with, but...
Well, the guy that we saw get hit, he probably went about the same distance. Probably went about 6 feet.
Yeah.
It's right, though. It's just that thud. Because even with a bike rack up front, it just sounded like he went smack right into the, like, just right in the front of the bus.
It's hard to explain, but somehow you know the sound of a human being hit by something bigger than them. But I'd never heard the sound before, but I'm like, yep, that is the sound of a human, well, getting hit by a bus.
And he popped right up.
Because he was high.
And then he kind of sat down on the curb for a minute.
Yeah.
And then people came over to try to assist him. I don't want to say the EMT
didn't want him. They did.
And he just like, no.
I don't want him.
I'm fine.
Yeah. And then when he left, He still jaywalked diagonal across two lanes of traffic.
He learned nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you literally just got hit by a bus, and your next freaking move is to jaywalk anyway.
Like, it was like the woman that was coming down to like the 7-Eleven on 3rd the other day. Just diagonal, just yelling at people, just screaming, but shuffling her feet, man.
Against traffic, by
against
the way.
Against traffic.
And she's not moving fast.
She was going
to... We were like, how are you alive? Mm-hmm. How in the hell are you alive?
It is amazing. It's amazing more people don't get hit by cars downtown. I'm sure they don't. Look, unless you die, they're not going to put you in the news.
No.
So I'm sure people get picked off all the time, especially on 5th, especially on 5th where the monorail is. Because with those pillars, people play chicken.
Oh, people walk down the pillars.
Yeah. They play chicken, they're ducking down behind a pillar, and all of a sudden they pop out, and you're just like, oh my God, you're going to die.
Well, sometimes you don't know what people have on them. It's like there was a guy when I was in Capitol Hill, it's about to honk the horn, and then he just smashed a bottle in front of me, and I was like, yeah, take your time, jaywalker.
Nah, it's not worth it.
You know what? Yeah. You go ahead.
Right? So I was like, thank God he didn't chuck that at my windshield.
Oh, I've had people throw stuff in my car for absolutely no reason.
Wait, yeah. What?
I don't know. I don't know what this guy threw, but he hit
Did
my
they
car.
Know you? That would explain.
No. He was just doing his thing on the corner. I had a green light. I'm coming. I could just see him rear back, and I'm like, what the? And he hit my front fender. I don't know what he hit it with. I just heard thump. I'm just like, dude, what in the... Whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse, right? Because you don't want your car to get messed up either.
Right.
But I've definitely been in stores where, like, the guy in front of you is clearly stealing, trying to do some scam something. Right. You just, like, move along. You know, it's like, what are you going to do about it? It's like, well, not going to fight you, but, like, just come on, move.
I don't know. Yep. What are you going to do about it?
Crap. Well, see, man, now you call my bluff.
Thumb wrestle.
Well, it's like, look, you're a 60-year-old homeless guy. You. Like, I could punch you.
But then I look bad.
Right. It's just not going to look great here in the store.
Yeah.
So just like, all right, tough guy, calm down.
You've got me in an optics checkmate here.
Right. You smell like urine. Like, I'm pretty sure I could just push you over and you would break.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? And then he's just like, I don't know why they keep harassing me. It's like...
Yes, you do.
You don't have money, and you think for some reason, because you keep rescanning it and rescanning it, like the security guard's just going to go, take it.
Yeah, right.
I know a guy.
It's obviously not working.
I know a guy.
You're not in here to steal, P-Man.
I see him once or twice a week, but he's always underneath one of those blankets that look like foam pieces.
Yeah.
Like different color foam pieces.
All right.
So he sees me. He's like, hey, man. He's like, can you give me a coffee? And I was like, yeah, I'll get you coffee. So I go in and get him a coffee, and I bring him back. And he unlifts that foam blanket, though.
Oh, no.
And just the quaff that hit me was just hot urine.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So I was calling like, here you go. Hot urine.
I wanted it iced, dude. What is this, decaf?
Actually, thank God she knew exactly what he would get. I got it taken care of, so.
Okay. What did he get?
He gets a black coffee with extra sugar.
Okay. I'm just going to...
A black coffee with extra sugar.
What does he drink?
She knows his order.
What does he get?
Yes. I was trying to help him because I know he just lost another toe the other day. Mm. Actually, he lost two.
Does he have diabetes?
No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
They just lost the toe?
She told me he lost two.
This is getting sad.
I don't know. It's terrible.
Maybe he should ease up on all this extra sugar.
Paying himself, missing toes.
Whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.